It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. I was able to make it this week.
Yes.
I'm not snowed in parts unknown, although I did get a listen, and miffed would be an understatement of both of you, but it's all good. Without further ado, my co-captain.
Yeah.
Timf.
I like that you called this is an exciting adventure, because it really is.
It really is.
Not every podcast is an exciting adventure.
No.
A lot of podcasts. They're nary a podcast. They're scripted, right? Like, I know a lot of these, like, comedy, like, fun podcasts, they're all scripted.
Not us.
And it's not an adventure. We don't know what's going to happen.
We have no idea.
We come in here, we know there's going to be a podcast. We know that.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to say.
We are literally dogs chasing a tire. We just don't know what we're going to do. When we catch it, will we catch it? We probably won't. You think Carl would chase a car?
Yeah. Carl does not know he's 20 pounds.
Okay.
I was out walking the other day, and there was a, one of those horse carriages. He's going after the horse.
Yep.
Buddy, you're 20 pounds. What are you going to do if you get there?
Same problem with sugar.
Yeah.
Same problem. Sugar is not even 20 pounds. Sugar's like 6.
Yeah.
And although she does get respect from the squirrels of the neighborhood, they go up the tree. Because she's a little buzzsaw. She's not going to stop. But, you know, speaking of buzzsaw, I had all kinds of things to talk about, but I got to be honest with you. This Mr. Potato Head situation's just kind of, I don't know how to feel about this. This is just weird to me. Like, I don't know, Devin, just take it away. I don't know.
Devin?
She's watching TV again.
Hello, Devin.
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 Okay, listen, I get it. 90 Day Fiancé marathon's on right now, but we're trying to work, damn it.
Devin.
Hi,
do
Devin.
Your job, Devin.
This is Tyrus and Kat from Tyrus and Timf.
You may remember us.
Yes, and we had just thrown out an amazing segue into the Mr. Potato Head story.
And where were you on that one?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Did you drink cough syrup for breakfast again?
No, she's not... No calories, no gluten, no protein, no vegetables, no dairy. So she's a little, you know.
There's something going on.
Can you eat a packet of sugar or something so you can get back to us?
Devin, read the Potato Head.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Now you can hear me. Okay, great.
Always heard you, just so you know. Turn the TV off. This is our job.
Yeah.
You understand?
And it's your job too, Devin, just
kind
in case
of.
You didn't know.
Look, Mr. Potato Head, the classic Hasbro toy brand, which includes the mustachioed Mr. Potato Head and clean-shaven Mrs. Potato Head, will soon be rebranded as the gender-neutral Potato Head toy line. The new branding will be reflected on packaging scheduled to debut later this year. Hasbro says its Mr. Potato Head brand, which includes all kinds of toy tubers, is being changed simply to Potato Head in order to, quote, better reflect the full line. The brand stresses, however, that neither of the individual Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head toys will be renamed. Quote, while we're renaming the Mr. Potato Head brand to Potato Head to better reflect the full line, the iconic Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Kimberly Boyd, the Senior Vice President of Global Brands and General Manager at Hasbro, told Fast Company that the rebranding reflects a more modern era. Boyd added that Hasbro hopes the rebranding will allow for kids to make little potato families however they see fit. To that end, the Potato Head toy line is also debuting a new product, the Create Your Potato Head Family, that includes enough potatoes and accessories for kids to create all types of families.
Okay. Look, it's not real. It's kind of like everybody went nuts about this, like they were changing Mr. Potato Head, but they're not changing Mr. Potato Head. They're changing the branding. They're changing the name of the brand. But there's still going to be Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, but it's just called Potato Head. I mean, this was a hot topic, for days. I don't know.
You know what? Coming from a parent and a former child, well, let's be honest, still trying to figure out how to be an adult. But as far as toys go, this was never the toy that everyone asked for Christmas.
Right.
This was the filler. This was the toy box toy. You don't quite remember when you got it, and somehow it managed never to be thrown away. Like, if you go up in your attic or your basement and you open your stuff somewhere, there will be some form of pieces left of Mr. Potato Head. You usually lost the feet.
Yeah,
the feet usually got lost first.
They get away from you.
And then he can't sit up. You never really make it to Mrs. Potato Head, or vice versa. If you got your daughter Mrs. Potato Head, they never really come back and say, "I need another Potato Head." You know what I'm like?
I need a family of Potato Heads. I just don't understand, like, Mr. Potato Head, whatever. Mr. Potato Head is such a this cultural like institution, and I don't get why. Because
it
sucks.
It's not.
Because it sucks. No. Because, I mean, who's, like, just so it could be, like, an idea. Like, why don't I make toys? Because you can just literally do whatever you want. Like, oh, it's going to be a potato, and it's plastic, but it's a potato, and then you get pants, and you put pants on it. What?
Originally, I believe Mr. Potato Head was designed to help children dress themselves. I think that was the plan. I think it was a good plan. Like, they'd plan outfits, and shoes go here, and your jacket goes here, and your tie goes here. Well played, Hasbro. But let's be honest. Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, Potato, whatever you want to call him, we'll just say Potato, died. Okay? It was done. Game over. It went out like Starbright, you know, things like that. Games that just died out, right? It's over.
Yeah.
Game over. Mousetrap, Life, so on and so forth. It's over. It's a wrap. Then a little thing happened called Toy Story.
That's right.
And they needed a character who didn't cost much. You and I were busy. And they were like, who's desperate for work? And standing out in the toy line saying, I got whatever you need. I got it. You know,
I'm
relief.
Free. I'm available.
Hey, watch this. Look, my arm falls off. Hey, look, take my eye out. Replace it with something else. Put my nose here. Is this comedy? Is this not what you need? And they were like, you know what? This is crazy enough to work. So the only reason why this is happening, this rebranding is happening, is because I don't think there's going to be another Toy Story. And there was no spinoff cartoon on Disney Plus or wherever.
How many toys? You would know this because I saw the first. There's four because I saw the first one because I was like,
I tapped out
at two. That I was two.
I tapped out at number two, but my kids liked it.
Yeah,
but I think this is the cold part. Mr. and Mrs. Potato are out of work. They're not getting that call. You know, there's no spinoff. There's no Saturday morning cartoon. The, you know, SpongeBob, and then afterwards, it's the Potato Head show, because they're just not lead guys. And this is what, they're taking a page from the media on this one. You make a crazy headline.
They trolled America.
They trolled America, like, gender-neutral toy.
They got people all fired up.
That you can gender-neutral from jump. Like, Mr. Potato Head's pieces were interchangeable with Mrs. Potato Head's pieces. And then I think there was Baby Potato Head. I feel like there was a Baby Potato Head. I feel like there was a small one. So, I mean, you literally could have done whatever you wanted with it. They didn't need it. And then, on top of all of that, nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed. They successfully trolled. The internet was just buzzing.
Yeah.
With Potato Head chat.
It's like if we did this here, if we changed the name of our podcast to the T Show, and everyone's like, oh, wow, we don't know. What's changed? Oh, no, it's still Tyrus and Tim.
The same show.
Same exact show. It's just, it's T instead of, is it a gender neutral T? No, they just, you know, Catherine and Devin just really don't feel like writing out Tyrus and Timf
anymore.
We just
called it Tyrus and Timf.
A lot of consonants.
Tyrus and Timf gender neutral.
Yes.
And everyone would be like, wait, are they coming out as non-binary? We'd be like, no.
No,
we're still
the same.
Still the same.
Also, we're in space. We're from outer
space. Yeah, Tyrese the Tip in space. You guys in space? In space?
No. It's just for the astronauts out there, I didn't want them to feel alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Are alone. Or, you know, actual alien proof podcast with Tyrus and Tim. Do you have the proof? No, but.
But you're right. It's already was gender neutral. Just like this podcast is already, like, you know, this is not like podcast only for people who it's just a podcast.
We don't really know our audience.
No.
Because we're literally open. Anyone who wants to listen to this, we love you.
We thank love you.
We
no,
had our
yeah.
best month. We don't know why.
Yeah.
Fox don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, people have stopped me on the street going, listen, I don't know why, but I listen to you guys every week.
People tell me that, too. They're like, I don't know why. And I'm like, I don't know why you do either, but thank you.
Yeah, it's like we are the reality TV show of podcasts.
Yeah.
So at some point, I guess we got to start throwing glasses of champagne at each other.
We should, actually.
We really should.
We'd have to tape it after the show, because then that way.
Lots of shouting.
Yeah, shouting. That'd be great.
I saw a text message, Kat, where you said, Tyrus. So what was that about?
Oh, yeah.
Why were you looking at my phone? Don't change the subject.
Yeah, why were you looking at my phone?
I was looking because I had heard you were you always were talking stuff.
Look, if you don't trust me, we can't do this.
You know what? I can't do this.
If you don't trust me, we can't do this. Okay. Speaking of not trusting.
Boom.
They're never going to trust this Arizona guy in his next job.
No.
Or don't trust your cornflakes.
I would love him to have him as a guest.
Yeah, me too.
So we could talk about his kidnapping. But are we going to talk about it?
Let's do kidnapping, then cornflakes.
Yeah.
Quickly? Brandon.
And then bear bite.
Okay.
We can put them all together.
I really want to talk about the cornflakes. Well, we'll do the kidnapping first, quickly.
Yeah.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
19, eh? You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Brandon Solis, 19, was found with his hands tied up behind his back with a belt and a banana in his mouth near a water tower earlier this month. He told authorities that two masked men had kidnapped him, hit his head, and knocked him unconscious. The men then drove him around before dumping him where he was found, Solis said. But after some investigating, detectives found no evidence of the kidnapping. Solis then confessed to authorities that he made up the story in order to get out of work. He was arrested on February 17th on suspicion of false reporting to police.
Dude. Okay.
Listen, Brandon.
One word for you. Diarrhea. You want to get out of anything? You got diarrhea. Don't fake your own kidnapping.
Do you have a book coming out about ways to use diarrhea to get out of things?
I should.
You really should.
Hey, Simon and Schuster, get on this.
Jacob, wherever you're at, that's the editor over there.
I'm serious. Like, look, someone wrote in about this with Sincerely Cat before, being like, how do I get out of plans?
Which you can catch on Fox Nation.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
It's diarrhea, but you have to be like, you know, you can't just say, like a little bit of diarrhea. You have to make it like
full regalia.
Really, like and make it about the other person. Like the example I gave is like, you know, you have a baby, like you make it about the, okay, so he worked, where did he work? He worked
it
at.
It doesn't say.
I'm just going to go on a limb
and say he works at a restaurant.
I'm going to say that he was a food driver.
Yeah. So he works at a restaurant. So make it about the customers. Say, I really love being a part of the Del Taco team. However, I have explosive, unrelenting diarrhea. And I'm concerned that if I come into work, I will ruin the customer experience by massive diarrhea geysers catapulting out of my uniform, which, by the way, I wear with the utmost respect. There you go, Brandon. You're out of work and you're not going to jail.
Honestly, Kat, I give that a 9.5.
Okay.
And the only reason why it's not 10 is you didn't do the pauses during the call.
Oh, like he's cramping.
Hold on. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
And then he goes. You hear some sounds. He comes back. And you hear in the background, oh, my God, it's hot dog watercolor.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm losing all my body fluids. I have nothing left to give. What do you want from me? And then come back. Sorry. As I was saying, and then you go right into the thing. You get a couple pauses in there. I think you could get out of anything.
Diarrhea, man.
I mean, it's just, come on, kid. You And who puts a banana in your mouth? They feeding you? They give you, here's some potassium while we tie you up. So, I mean, but I will give him one. I will give him kudos for the fact that he was able to tie himself up. Tying your hands behind your back is no easy task.
Yeah, I thought that too. Maybe there's an accomplice.
Well, according to the police department, there was none. Because he folded under questioning.
Yeah, also get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay, do not commit a felony.
Yeah.
But if you must, don't talk to the cops.
Don't confess.
The only thing you say is lawyer. Lawyer, lawyer, lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
Although he was the victim. He was, when they said, do you want to press charges? He just said, no, I'm alive and that's enough. And I can't. I have really bad diarrhea. Oh, my God. Thank God you guys are here.
I'm allergic to bananas. My diarrhea is far too unrelenting for me to press charges.
Oh, I got to go. I can't even fill out the statement. Oh, God. Oh, every step I take. And speaking of needing to use the other room.
Federal agents seized.
No. But first we're doing the bear dump.
What are you talking about?
This is about dumping. We're talking about dumping. But we'll do
this. I got it.
She's not paying attention.
You remember the old saying, cat, look before you leap?
I sure do, Tyrus.
Now it's look before you pee. Boom. Okay. Alaskan woman using outhouse attacked by bear from below.
Oh.
I got there and sat down on the toilet, and immediately something bit my butt right as I sat down.
Oh, my gosh. If you're not clenching your cheeks right now, I don't know what's going on.
This really chaps my behind, I'll be honest with you.
I jumped up and I screamed when it happened. Stevens, her brother Eric, and his girlfriend had taken snowmobiles into the wilderness on February 13th to stay at his yurt, located about 20 miles.
I'm sorry, his what?
His yurt.
His yurt?
Okay.
He's one of those hippie guys.
He has a yurt, yeah.
It's located about 20 miles northwest of the town Haines in southeast Alaska.
Of course it is. Where else are you going to have a yurt?
Yeah.
Her brother heard the screaming and went out to the outhouse about 150 feet away from the yurt. There, he found Shannon tending to her wound.
That's a long walk.
They at first thought she had been bitten by a squirrel or a mink or something small.
Mm-mm.
But you also don't want the outhouse too close to the yurt.
Very good.
Yeah.
Eric had brought his headlamp with him to see what it was. Quote, I open the toilet seat and there's just a bear's face right there at the level of the toilet seat, just looking right back up through the hole at me. I just shut the lid as fast as I could. I said, there's a bear down there. We got to get out of here now. And we ran back towards the yurt as fast as we could. Once safely inside, they treated Shannon's
You're not safe because you're in a yurt.
No,
it's
nothing safe about a yurt.
Bear versus yurt.
Yurt is
bear
like a terry cloth house.
Time.
Yeah.
You're safe because the bear didn't care enough, not because you're in a yurt.
Sorry. Well, the bear was embarrassed. You literally embarrassed him in the bathroom. Nobody knocks.
Yeah.
I would have bit, too, if someone just tried to sit on me. I'm like, whoa, I'm in here. So
knock.
The next morning, they found bear tracks all over the property, but the bear had left the area.
No kidding.
Exactly.
He was embarrassed.
He did not attempt to enter the yurt.
They figured the bear got inside the outhouse
through an opening
at the bottom of the back door. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Management biologist Carl Cook suspects it was a black bear based upon photos of the tracks he saw and the fact that a neighbor living about a half a mile away sent him a photo of a black bear on her property.
They brought in an expert. I suspect it was a black bear based on the photo I saw of a black bear.
Oh, 20 miles. On. How about the bite mark on my Like, does it matter? And of course, it had to be a black bear, right?
Oh.
It had to be, right? It's always the black bear.
Oh.
Yeah, never the polar bear, right? Because polar bears don't do anything wrong. You know, they're just so fluffy and white and just nice to everybody. They eat seals, okay? Let's not leave black bears alone. They've done enough, you know, and speaking of
you've done enough.
Done enough.
Now we go to cocaine, Devin.
Cocaine, yes.
Pay attention, Devin.
I'm sorry. You guys confused me earlier. I'm sorry.
You know what? You are so focused on this story.
We were talking about dumps, and there's one other story that's about dumps.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Federal agents seized $2.82 million worth of cocaine-coated cornflakes by U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Bowl a week.
CBP officers in Cincinnati intercepted a large shipment of cereal that was headed to a private residence in Hong Kong from South America.
Hmm.
Officers opened the box and saw cereal with white powder
Nothing
with flakes coated
there.
In a grayish substance.
Hmm.
They tested the flakes and the substance, and they found that they contained cocaine. The shipment had 44 pounds of cocaine-coated cornflakes, the agency said, noting that its street value could cost upwards of $2.82 million.
They're great! Man.
I also just, like, that seems like a horrible way to transport cocaine because, like, you can't sell it like that.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can.
Oh, breakfast of champions.
Crush it all up.
No, all you need
but
is
you
a
have
bowl,
to snort
spoon,
it, right?
A little almond milk or skim milk or, no, you chew that stuff. Get it in, you know, get it in. It's like, I'm assuming it's probably closer to like crack. Or you just, you know, you take a frosted flake and a cocaine flake and you put it in your pipe and you light it and then
because crack goes, is one yeah, thing yeah, cocaine you know yeah, it's yeah. the same thing but in terms of yeah. consistency
you know this is what happens when factories build next to other factories. So and let's say this was in Brazil, there was the cocaine factory and then the new guy came in and built then they built a cereal factory next door and somehow lines were crossed, mistakes were made. And you get literally the most amazing box of cereal ever made because usually people have a bowl of cereal in the morning to start their day. Boy, is your day going to be started.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep eating that cereal or else you're going to crash.
A lot of amazing ideas going on.
You like, can't just have the one bowl of that cereal.
No,
no. You're going to. And then you know you'll feel great and you won't stop thinking about it till you've had more cereal and you're gonna need more cereal you're gonna need more cereal.
Yeah, then you're gonna stab whoever tries to touch your box of cereal. Like, could you imagine? Can I have some? No.
Yeah.
No, you can't have any of my frosted flakes.
And the cereal's gonna make you tell your life story to everybody who you ever encounter. Oh, I had this.
But Dad, tricks are for kids, not this trick. Mm-mm. Nope. Which, by the way, is nothing worse than seeing dear old Dad on a street corner trying to hustle up to get some. Box of cornflakes.
How would you sell that cocaine? Would you have to brush the cocaine off? Or you just crush it all up and be like, it's cocaine, but it's orange, and people be snorting corn? I don't know.
I honestly think they're just pouring a bowl of cocaine cereal. And, you know, it's just part of a balanced breakfast.
Can you eat cocaine? Does that work?
I mean...
I honestly don't know.
Tyrus and Tim, I think I speak for both of us here. We do not condone cocaine as a breakfast.
No.
Or as part of the we still have
it's
the
not,
food pyramid.
It's not on the food, whatever.
Yeah,
I think
the
it's
food
a food
pyramid.
Wheel now or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, food wheel. It's not part of a daily.
I don't know what it is.
I'm sure this
balanced diet.
Yeah.
It's not part of a balanced diet. Although, I mean, you're going to be definitely more alert. For a little while. But
for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. And you'll probably write a really good detective series for Netflix. But other than that, I just, it can't be good for your teeth, though. I mean, make sure you brush after. Again, not condoning.
No.
No, but they're great. Sorry, I keep saying that. I think of, hey, stay away from my Lucky Charms has completely changed now.
Yeah, oh, man.
They're not just chasing you. They're shooting at you for your cereal. Oh, these kids want my cereal. Quick, hide me. What's in there? 40 pounds of Coke, yo.
Oh, man. Well, what did we learn? Are we ready for what did we learn today?
Well, we learned a lot, to be honest with you. But I'm going to be honest. I'm picking the bear on my team. I'm taking the bear.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, the bear is coming home with me because nothing gets the point across like a good old-fashioned bite in the You say kick So... I've learned today that you can take old sayings and make them new again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much going to make a new hashtag for all my posts and tweets on social media. Hashtag they're great is my new thing. Also, that you don't actually have to change anything to change stuff.
Yeah. I learned a little something about the art of trolling from the Potato Head folks.
Yeah. The potato. Yeah, I guess, potato folks, that's right. We don't know what folks means. And also, one other thing I've learned, and I think we need to give our fans a little homework assignment. We here at Tyrus and Timf, we've had some really cool words that we have brought back. Nary, I think,
Nary,
is probably as our famous
Nary
one.
Nary a time.
So I think we should put a little contest out there to see, we'll give them 5 words from today's things and see if they can do a haiku with them. Of course, Nary.
Nary.
Grayish substance. I think that's a good one. No. Nary, cocaine.
Diarrhea.
Yurt. Yurt. And I think diarrhea has to happen.
Yeah. Nary, yurt, cocaine, diarrhea.
And one more.
Potato.
Potato. Yes.
All right.
Oh, Devin's here. When'd you get here? I learned that. Nope, that's Catherine. Okay. Wow. Awkward. Sorry, Catherine. Completely out of. And that Devin, although she sent us a message this week saying it's beautiful outside, see you guys at work, was trolling us. All right. So, reiterate real quick. Yurt, Nary, potato, cocaine, diarrhea, haiku. Let's make it happen, America. Send, I'll take the heat on this one, to @PlanetTyrus on Twitter and on Instagram. Can they do it on Instagram? Because I don't want pictures. Let's just stick with Twitter on this one. So, let's go with Twitter, and you can send it, and we will read the best three if we get three.
Yeah.
It's a tough challenge here. We'll read the best ones that we get, or the worst one that we get.
Yeah, write us a poem.
Write us a poem. Haiku.
Well, that's too many syllables for a haiku. All those words.
No, seven words. Seven syllables.
Too many.
You know what? You can't. It's, you know what? My haiku is not vocabulary specific.
Cool.
So
there you go.
So there's no rules. Just write a damn poem, okay? It doesn't matter. All right. For more podcasts like this, you can check
us
out.
Good luck. For more podcasts like this, good luck on your journey.
Yeah, good luck. And if you do find it, it's just us under a different name because we got fired. That's all it is. It's like, welcome to Himph and Humph. It's CNN brand radio. CNN brand radio. All right. FoxNewsPodcast.com. She's the Timph. I'm definitely fired for that last one. I'll miss you all, but please still send poems. Enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.